For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. The KZ Police Department has made three arrests in connection with the criminal damage to property that was done to the country club during the early morning hours of Wednesday. According to the KZ Police Department's Facebook page, they arrested two male juveniles and one female juvenile suspect in connection with the incident. The KZ Police Department posted to their Facebook page on Wednesday that they were alerted to two reports of vandalism on Wednesday morning. The first reported vandalism took place at the KZ Country Club, where the suspects gained access to keys to five golf carts and took them joyriding. The suspects drove across six of the club's greens and damaged the golf carts. Three of these carts were severely damaged, leaving them inoperable. Additionally, the KZ Police Department received a second reported vandalism that took place at the 1890 sleepover. According to the Facebook post, the suspects gained entry into the building from a rear door and proceeded to use an object to break several items and damage cabinets. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. Three state treasurers, including Illinois', joined a national union in using their investments in the U.S.'s largest drug distributor to push for better oversight in their distribution of painkillers. McKesson Corporation's investors voted Wednesday to change how their executives are paid, as well as acknowledge the demands from the treasurers and others. The company was pressured by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, as well as the treasurers from West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Illinois Treasurer Michael Frericks. All are investors in the company and threatened to pull out money if McKesson didn't comply with a number of demands. Frericks says they wanted a number of self-policing reforms as well as a change to their executive pay. He says McKesson shares a large part of the blame for the nation's opioid crisis.
They have been marketing and distributing these painkillers that are leading to the opioid crisis in Illinois and throughout the country.
In a release, McKesson CEO John Hammergren said the company takes the objections seriously and will make changes where appropriate. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.